Good morning, everybody. This is SoCal Traffic Cast.
This is Edgar.
And this is Tim. And you're checking us out live July 22nd, 2008. One day to vacation!
Woo!
Yeehaw!
Another vacation, Tim.
I'm out of here. I'm home. $1,997.38.
$1,997.38. What's that about?
That's how much it would cost me to drive your big-ass Winnebago from frickin' Buffalo, New York, back home here.
That's the update. Figured out the gas mileage.
Cancel.
No wonder they want it for cheap.
Ixnay. Yeah, they'll give you a freaking motorhome. You just got to drive it away.
Yeah, just come and pick it up.
The gas to come back was going to cost more than the motorhome.
Yeah. that's a big deal. 7 miles to the gallon, if that.
7 miles to the gallon. I checked all the forums, and just about everybody agreed. You get a motorhome with a big V8 engine in it,
which is important.
You're going to get 6 to 8 miles per gallon. Oh, yeah. And you have to drive less than 65 miles an hour to get that.
Anything over 70, it goes down dramatically.
Yes.
Yeah, but that was a good idea, though. That was a really good idea, because the amount for the motorhome.
How was that a good idea?
Huh?
How was that a good idea?
Well, the motorhome, because it's good. Big RV, we could have shared it, you know, because you don't use it all the time. That would have been a great idea.
Right. And, you know, I'd have to check. I mean, maybe it's just that motorhomes out there just go for nothing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you add $2,000 onto the cost to bring it back, probably get one here.
Yeah, it is easier to get one here. And I'm sure there's plenty out there right now.
Well, and for the way you want to drive it, I guess.
You
just want to go up. See, that's why I have a sailboat and not a powerboat.
Gas mileage.
Yes. Now, it might take me 5 hours to get to Catalina, but I get there for free.
Yeah. Just put it on cruise control, as they say, and you're
there. That's right. Don't cost me nothing.
Yeah. That was kind of a little bummer, though.
I mean, let's see. It is now $70 round-trip ticket to Catalina. So if I take six people to Catalina, six times seven, what is that? That's a lot.
Six times
30, seven. Six times seven, 42. No?
No.
I don't know.
I can't think six times seven. It's the morning show. Woo! Yeah.
I can't believe I can't. What's six times seven? 30. What the hell is wrong with me?
I can't think.
Oh, man.
Is that 42?
Yeah, 4 times 7 is 28.
Yeah.
Plus 2 times 7, 14. 42.
42.
It's 42.
Yeah.
$420.
Wow.
$420.
And yours is free.
And it's free?
Yeah.
So
free sale.
That's right. So when you guys want to go, that's going to cost you some money.
Oh, man. At least half off.
Well, yeah, half off because it takes longer.
Yeah. We'll bring the food.
But I got booze.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I can't actually charge you to sail on the boat, but I can charge you for the liquor.
Yeah. To open up the wine bottle.
Yeah. The corking fee is $100.
Yeah. Now, is it pretty choppy going out there?
No, not when we went. I mean, it depends on what's going on, but
yeah,
it was really smooth. I mean, I was actually very, very surprised at just how comfortable it was when we went out there.
Yeah, because I know once you get seasick, that's it. You're stuck with it. It's not like it's going to just go away on the trip. Oh, I'll just lay down right now. In a few minutes, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty much the whole time.
Well, you gotta vomit.
Is that the whole idea?
You can't let it go. I mean, I've seen situations where somebody gets sick, they vomit once, and they're good for the rest of the trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've seen people that just hold it in, and they're just sick the whole time.
Oh, they're just yeah. Do you go up to the poop deck to do that?
You go to the poop deck, the back deck.
Yeah, the back.
And you just
feed the fish.
Yeah, chum the water, hurl.
Oh, all right.
Spoon feed the porcelain
god. I got it. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, vacation, man. I can't believe it. Another vacation.
Well, you know, This same vacation we were talking about on the last show.
Uh-huh.
So, it's all good. We got a car. I've made arrangements to pick up a 1999 Toyota Tercel.
The Tercel.
Yeah, got the Tercel with, or Corolla. What Tercel, I think.
Or the Corolla.
I think it's the Tercel. It's a Toyota, 99, 134,000 miles on it.
Uh-huh. Woo!
$3,350.
That's the Corolla.
$3,350.
Yeah, that's the Corolla, I think. But anyway.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Which one's bigger, the Tercel or the Corolla?
The Corolla.
Oh, it's the Corolla then, because it was the bigger model. Yeah.
Yeah. It has a bigger engine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
Get it, Corolla, bigger engine.
No.
It has a V4. Oh.
I still don't get it.
Four valves.
The people at home are getting it. I'm not getting it. I'm sitting over here. No.
Yeah. No, because out of all, because there were a lot of choices. It's been difficult for you to make this thing happen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's taken a while. I got a lot of backup cars just in case something goes stray with that one.
Right. You can always rent a car and then go around car shopping.
Right. Well, it was funny. I talked to the guy, and I said, okay, we got a deal. $3,350. I'll come pick up the car. As long as it's what you say it is, I ain't got no problems.
Right.
Right. And just to show you I'm serious, I will PayPal you a little bit of money.
Nice.
And if I come and the car is a bad deal, you can just keep the money. And just deposit. Don't sell the car till I get there. We got a deal.
Oh, you're just throwing money away, huh?
Well, not throwing money away. I'm taking his word for it. He's taking my word. I give him a little something.
Okay.
And he's like, well, I don't really do PayPal. I said, it doesn't matter. You have an email address, then it's there, and you can get the money.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Which is kind of hard to get the money. Just think about you have some spending money on the web.
Yeah.
On eBay, rather.
Yeah.
Nobody else takes PayPal. Almost. Yeah. If you don't sell on eBay, you don't take PayPal.
Oh. So. See, I don't do that eBay thing.
Their fees are kind of high.
Yeah. So, if you give them, let's say, $100, they take a little processing fee, little tax, a little holding fee.
Uh-huh. And then if you want the money actually in your pocket.
Yeah.
Instead of just in their account.
Yeah.
It's like a check cut fee.
Mm. Yeah, we need to charge you for the printing and the processing.
Right. Well, there's one thing. You can get an ATM card or a PayPal Visa card that connects to your PayPal account.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But there's a fee for
there's
that.
There's a
fee. Again, I don't do eBay or anything like that. I just ask you, can you buy it and not pay you?
That's pretty much the way. Can you buy that? I don't have any cash.
I don't have no cash, but I don't know how the thing works. I don't know.
You put in the credit card with your monkey fingers.
Yeah.
We got you the big keyboard with only eight keys on it.
Hey, that reminds me. When we stopped at Staples to pick up our new GPS.
Well, hold on. We're going to talk about the GPS. We got to go back for a second. So he didn't want to take the PayPal.
Oh, because he doesn't know how to work me.
Right. And he's like, you can just mail me a money order.
Yeah.
And I fly in. It is Tuesday now. Right?
Yeah, morning.
This was yesterday afternoon. I will be landing in Buffalo and picking up the car on Thursday morning. So I go, I'll be there before that money order gets there. I'll put it in an envelope and send it to you. But when I come pick up the car, you're going to have to trust I sent it because I'm taking it off the price. And it ain't going to be there yet.
Yeah.
So we just got a gentleman's agreement.
Oh, good for you.
Yep.
Good.
I agree to be gentlemanly if I don't show up.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, what I'm hoping for you is that the car is what he says it is. And this will save time and this other stuff.
Because it has a temporary registration already, so I don't have to run down and register it that day. I can do it,
Yeah, you can just drive
home. And then I'll register it once I get here. Or hopefully, because what I'm going to do is since we rented an air card so that we can be on the internet on the road.
Uh-huh. It's going to be nice.
We're going to try that out, see how that works. And What was they saying? Oh.
You know so what it is? Because you're driving.
I'm going to relist the car as part of the blog I do of the trip when I'm driving.
And you might do a show or two.
We might even... I'm bringing the stuff. Carrie and I... I'm going to try and convince Carrie to do a show. Mm-hmm. They're like, showtime!
So then, yeah, that would be great.
And then we did. We stopped by Staples and picked up this nifty dandy GPS.
It is cool.
I went from zero GPS last week to two GPS this week because I also got one for the boat.
Well, that's right.
And E-Tracks for hiking and boating.
Yeah. It's quite different, the boating one.
They do different things.
Yeah.
You know, mind you, they receive the same signals.
Yeah.
They have the same basic functionality, but the way the software works is different.
Yeah. Another one is for hiking. So that's something that the normal maps wouldn't have either. They wouldn't have all those trails and all that other stuff.
That's right. Supposedly it has hiking trails. I haven't looked for any of them.
Well, I mean, that's if you're going hiking. I mean, I don't... Hey, maybe when you go to Utah.
It doesn't have any boating trails.
Boating trails. You can't put, like, a route, like a pre-made route to go somewhere?
No.
No?
But I tell you what, this has got some interesting directions on it because it is really wanting to take us off the route we're on.
Yeah.
It still wants to go to... it still wants to go to the 10. It wants us to go to the 10. We're on the 210.
Yeah, I must be all maps. It doesn't see this this road is finished. This freeway is finished.
No, we're back on the freeway. So.
Huh.
Why would it want us to go to the 10 at this point?
I don't know. Must be a setting thing. It's always a setting thing.
I think it's probably about where you put in the address for Oakdale.
There's only one address. On this part of town, on the north part of town, as they say.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but I really like when we went to Staples, they had that huge touchscreen computer. That was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah, the new HP TouchPoint.
Yeah, TouchPoint.
Yeah. Like I told you, it's not there yet. That doesn't seem functional to me.
No, not yet. But the idea, you know, that's been around for quite some time, and they've had stuff like this. But it's really nice and slick. It looked like the Mac, like the iMac, mm-hmm. You know, because it's all built in together.
Right.
And it's just really nice. Yeah, I still couldn't find a reason why to buy it.
No, I couldn't find a functionality for it because it's not... It didn't feel accurate enough to me to be a like media tablet.
Yeah.
Like for drawing or art or photo rendering.
Yeah.
It didn't feel that accurate, and it didn't come with a stylus. It intended you to use your finger.
Yeah.
It's not like it's not stylus tuned. Yeah. Right, like a media tablet. So you'd still want to have... You'd have that if you were doing that, so you wouldn't use this. The other thing was... You know, just the way it sits, it still has a keyboard. So instead of using a mouse, you have to touch your screen.
Yeah.
And it just shows how lazy I am. I don't want to lift my arm up that high.
Yeah, I was way up to...
And I was thinking how close you'd have to be to the monitor to make that comfortable. And then you'd be too close to your keyboard. It just,
it's not there. It's just not there. There's a guy there.
Oh. Almost driving into people.
Yep. Woo!
So, somebody was asking me to, or Armando was asking me, I was hoping he was going to be here. He asked me to tell a story.
Yeah, he kept saying that to me. Like, Edgar, you need to tell your story, too. And I go, I don't have a story.
Yeah, I told him. I said, I don't think he has one.
Yeah, He has a story.
Well, he's got a plan.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
And we almost picked him up, but we weren't going to leave at the same time, so
yeah,
it'll be next time.
I need to get home tonight and get ready, because tomorrow night there's no packing.
Yeah, it's going.
It's going. Yeah, tomorrow or Wednesday night there's no packing. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's going. Tonight I got to help carry, make sure we got everything in order.
Right.
And, you know, got everything hooked up. So, I'm going to tell my last big road trip story.
Okay, go ahead. You're on.
I'm on.
Okay.
It's a sunny day.
All right.
Oh, no. I drove back with my dad to Arkansas a couple of years ago, and I had some business for another company in Little Rock. I wanted to go visit somebody out there. So I rented a car, and I went to Little Rock and met with them, and then it was just one day, just come back, and I had to come back up to where Rogers is by where the main Walmart hub is. Well, some people have heard of a place called the Ozarks.
Yeah.
Right?
I've heard of that.
And you get images of what? You get images of like
trees.
Hickville and trees.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got the feuds of the families, right?
Right.
The McCoys.
You have a big gate. And once you enter that gate, you're in the Ozark.
You're in a different part of this country.
That's right. It's all by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of naive. I'm like, stereotypes. That ain't really the way it is.
Right.
I'm just going to, you know, I see a road, and it's kind of shorter in distance, but I know it's going to be slower. And it looks like fun, and it's going to take me right through the Ozarks.
Uh-huh.
Ozark National Park. And then you got the surrounding little, not really towns, but dots on the map.
Right.
And it's like Bob's house, Jane's house.
Right.
Hatfield's house. There's a line. Then the McCoys. And so I look at the map. I go, hey, that looks like fun. So I just go that way. Now, mind you, I didn't actually have a map with me. I'm looking at a map at a gas station.
Oh.
And I didn't buy it. I'm just like, oh, I'm just going, oh, it's just stay on this road. I'll stay on this road, and eventually I'll come out right where I need to go.
Yeah. Well, I buy the map.
I don't need a map.
I don't know where I'm going, but I don't need no map.
I'm just going on that road.
Okay.
And I think it's like Interstate Highway 40 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So I leave the gas station, I leave Little Rock, and I head way up, and I guess I didn't really realize how far it was. I got off, and I started going up this road, and I realized that I have a half a tank of gas. No problem. I'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
So I keep going, and this is like
a... By the way, you stopped at a gas station.
I did.
Okay. You didn't get
gas. I didn't get gas. I have gas.
Okay.
And you know, it's a rental car, so you have to return the car full. So I'm not going to get gas here, and then I have to get gas again.
Yeah, plus you know where you're going.
I just want to get gas once, and it doesn't look that far on the map.
Mm-hmm.
So Ozarks
you're
is exactly
maps
that.
Because it tells you, there's like a ledger. It tells you that 2-inch line, 5-inch line.
It was only two fingers away.
2 fingers away?
That's
okay.
It. It's just 2 fingers.
Okay. But
you know?
Okay.
I have.
It tells you.
I always have 4 fingers at the bar.
Go right in. Sorry.
The Ozarks are just trees. That's right. There's trees everywhere.
Everywhere.
And so you're driving along, and every once in a while, in the break of a tree, is a house.
Oh, okay.
And on the back porch of every house is a sign.
A sign?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yo mama's barbecue.
Yo mama's barbecue.
Bob's mama's barbecue.
Grandma's barbecue.
Grandma's barbecue.
Okay.
Every one of them. Barbecue, pork sandwich, barbecue, beef sandwich, brisket.
Oh.
You got it all.
I like that town.
Everyone. And I'm like, I'm driving along going, oh, man, I'm going to stop it. Well, you know, because you see the first one, you're going, oh, I already passed it. You know? I'm going to look out.
Yeah.
And as I'm going, I realize that my gas gauge is getting lower and lower, and I don't know how far I got to go. I said, there's going to be a gas station out. No problem.
Sure.
Little town or something. Convenience store, gas station. That's what I'm looking for. I come up to like the tip of the Ozarks just before going into the national park, and I'm going, oh, okay, we're just before the national park. Of course, there's going to be an overpriced, ridiculous, screwed up gas station right here.
Sure. Oh, I must say, this is low battery.
Oh.
It just popped up.
And with that, we'll say until next time.
This is Edgar.
And this is Tim. And it's been SoCalTrafficCast.com.